Welcome to Prompting Curiosity, a podcast for the AI curious. No coding background required. I'm your host, Dr. Shantae Cofield, also known as the Maestro, and I created this show to explore what these AI tools actually are.
Really, though, are the files in the computer?
How to use them, and what they might mean for how we think, work, create, and move through life. Whether you're skeptical, intrigued, or already experimenting, you're in the right place. All that I ask is that you stay curious. All right, let's get into it. Hello, my curious people, and welcome to episode 40 of Prompting Curiosity. I am your grateful host, The Maestro, and today we are talking about Claude's desktop app. But first, 40 episodes, y'all. This is episode 40. Look at us go. It is important for me to celebrate all the wins. And while I started this podcast with every intention of continuing it, you know, basically forever and ever, my other podcast, Maestro on the Mic, that has over 700 episodes. So I'm just like, I'm going to just keep yapping until I can't yap. But I'm still, despite my, you know, my goal or whatever, my intention, I'm still going to celebrate every milestone along the way. So cheers to 40. So before we hop into the main topic today, which is Claude's desktop app, a real quick update on Mythos, which is Anthropic's newest model. And the update is that I have no update. By the time that this episode releases, there may be an update, but as of the time that I'm recording it, today is April 15th when I'm recording it, this will drop, let me look at the calendar, April 23rd. So maybe by then there's an update, but as of today, there is no update. So for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, I first spoke about Mythos last episode, episode 39, and the TLDL, I guess, too long didn't listen, is that Mythos is Anthropic's newest model. It is incredibly powerful, incredibly capable, and so much so that they didn't release it to the public and instead chose to release it to the cybersecurity community under the project name Glasswing, with the hopes that these super smart folks could, I don't know, get ahead of things. I'm not really sure like what they're doing with that, but that's where we're at. So what exactly Mythos means for everyone and everything and everyone is TBD. But it's not nothing. It is absolutely a thing. I have a friend who works in cybersecurity, and I texted her, and I was like, so about Mythos? And that's literally all I said, and she was like, dude, the entire cybersecurity community is working together right now to, you know, figure out answers and figure out solutions. And I was like, that's all I asked, right? Everything she does is like, I don't know, what is it called? Like top secret and confidential. I'm like, I don't really even know like exactly what she does. But she was just like, yeah, this is a thing. So what it means for us, what it means for everything, TBD. But like I said, it's not nothing, and I just want to keep it on your curiosity radar. So on to today's main topic, which is Claude's desktop app. So what is this thing? It is Claude, but as a native app on your computer instead of a browser tab, right? It is the same Claude, different container, and the container unlocks things that the web version can't do. So this thing as an app, just like the rest of the other apps that you have, right? It will then live in your dock. It'll live in a taskbar. It is a quick entry shortcut, so you don't have to open a browser. I personally, in case you didn't know, I have this really cool thing. It's called Stream Deck. It is a physical control pad, and it lets you create shortcut keys. I like basically can't live without it. So it only works for my desktop because it's attached to it. But like when I go on my laptop, I'm like, oh, I have to like remember URLs and things. Like I just have everything programmed into this thing. I push a button, it opens up the app, it opens up the site, it opens up the folder. That's what I use to open the Claude desktop app. So I just want to throw that out there for any techies, any gearheads that I got in the audience that are looking for something new to spend some money on. But back to Claude desktop, why would you even want this thing? So I have been using the desktop app for a while now, and I only downloaded it because I wanted to use Claude Code. That's it. The desktop app is the most user-friendly way to use Claude Code. You can use Claude Code through the terminal. If you're familiar with that, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't worry about it. But this gives you a visual interface, graphical interface. I think they'd call it what they would call an IDE, Integrated Development Environment, basically. But it's just like, it's visual. So it's an easier way that you can use Claude Code. But that is why I downloaded it, and now that's all that I use. yes, if you're not, you know, doing anything with Claude Code or Claude Cowork, you literally have, you know, no use for Claude Desktop. But for those of you that are looking to do a bit more with Claude, you know, whether that's have Claude work with extensions, have Claude work with files on your computer, if you're looking to venture into vibe coding, you're going to need Claude Desktop, right? So just a side note, speaking of vibe coding, quick side note here, I am strongly toying with the idea of running a workshop for folks who want to get into vibe coding, but maybe aren't really sure where to start, or they want someone to hold their hand and, you know, ask them questions. Let's give them a very like rudimentary introduction to it. If this is something that you'd be interested in, do me a solid and just shoot me a DM at the Movement Maestro and let me know, right? It'll probably be like a few hours long. I'm guessing I'll probably do it on like a Saturday, a couple of hours, 3 hours, maybe something like that. Like I'm thinking like $150. I just want to throw it out there and put some feelers out there and see if there's any interest before I make anything official. If no one's interested, that's fine. I'll just keep talking and yapping. But if you're like, yeah, actually that would be interesting to me and I want to get into it, but I don't know where to start, or I'm nervous, or I want, you know, someone to help me, I'd love to be that someone. So shoot me a DM, let me know. And then it's not like you are morally obligated. I will circle back, yes, if you say that you're interested. But shoot me a DM, let me know, and I'll keep y'all posted on that. So back to Claude Desktop. We talked about what this thing is. Next up, who can download Claude Desktop, right? Who can use this thing? Anyone. Anyone can download Claude Desktop. There are some system caveats, which we'll get into in a moment. But in order to be able to actually use Claude Cowork and Claude Code through Claude Desktop, you need to be on a paid plan, whether it's Pro, Max, Team, or Enterprise. I am on the Pro plan. That's $20 a month if you're paying monthly. The system requirements as of the time that I am recording this is Mac OS 11, which is Big Sur or higher, and Windows 10 or higher. Very simple process, just like anything, right? Downloading anything these days, like so easy. You're just going to head over to claude.com/download. I'll link that in the show notes, and you just follow instructions. Like, it's super simple, like the easiest thing ever. I am going to pause for a moment, and I know I'm like saying it's super easy, but I also want to acknowledge that I'm like not making a case for, like, you need to download it right now. It's the best. You already know that's like not my style. Like, that's 100% the point of this podcast. I want you to use things because you're curious about them and or you think they might help you in some way, shape, or form. AI continues to be very, here's a solution, go find a problem. And then that sentiment gets paired with, this is the greatest thing ever. And if you don't use it, you're going to get left behind. Immediately no to all of that. It's a lie. Right? If you are looking to take your Claude usage to the next level and have it work with local files, and you want to try your hand at vibe coding, then this episode is for you, clearly. If you are a casual user who is just using Claude for chatting about things, the web version works fine, okay? Worth noting, yes, everything that you do on the web version of Claude, right, which is, if you like read about things like that, it's called claude.ai. That's the URL. Anything that you do on like regular Claude, that carries over to Claude Desktop and vice versa, right? All of your projects, your conversations, your settings, all of the things. It's available on both things. From an interface perspective, right, Claude Desktop does look different. So at the top of Claude, when you open the app, the Claude Desktop app, there is a section at the top that you can toggle between Claude Chat, which is just your regular chat that you're using on the internet, on the web, right? Next is Claude Cowork, and then the third toggle is Claude Code. You just click on which one you want to use, and a different window just opens up inside of the app. Very simple, very like basic interface. Yes, you can concurrently be doing things inside of each of those three different tabs at the same time. Why you would want to or need to be performing tasks concurrently in all three tabs, that's for you to think of something, right? Again, I know that's one of those, like, another one of those, here's a solution, go find a problem kind of things. I just want to let you know that that functionality exists. I have done this. I will say that for me personally, I actually never use Cowork. Like, I have not done an episode just devoted to Cowork because I don't understand the utility of it. I have found that I can do anything inside of regular Claude and Claude Code, right? I can get it to do everything that I need. I really don't understand the utility of Claude Cowork. they made it, and by they made it, Claude Code actually made Claude Cowork, and they made it as like a less scary version, and like you were doing things with your files locally, and just a way to get the non-coder, the non like techie person using it. But what I have found is that you can do this directly inside of Claude on the desktop. And so I don't really understand why that third tab needs to be there. Like, I can have Claude, just regular Claude, the chat tab, right? So it's regular Claude, but it's in the desktop. I can have that go into Excel, and I had it make me PowerPoint slides, actually. Like, I didn't need to be in Cowork, so I don't really understand the utility. So I haven't done an episode on it because I don't use it, right? I don't like to just make stuff up or force things and be like, yeah, try it. Like, I don't use it, so I don't have anything to say about it. But for me personally, sorry about the whistles today. For me personally, I have absolutely had concurrent tasks where I was vibe coding something like a feature for that custom dashboard that I have, the custom dashboard for my messaging coaching clients. And if I want to change something, change the color on it, or like I've added a few features that I've been using it that I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to have this. It'd be nice to have that. So I will be having Claude Code, like vibe code something and come up with the plan for something. And while it's doing that, I will toggle over to Claude Chat and just ask it a question about literally anything, right? I could be asking a question about this podcast or just anything that I would ask, you know, Claude while my brain is over here, you know, doing whatever, as I wait for Claude Code to finish what it's doing. So that is just an example of how, you know, an example of something you might be doing, why you might have concurrent tasks running. I just want you to understand that it's possible, and that Claude Desktop is not this like weird, crazy, like super hard to use, sophisticated thing. Like I find it very helpful. It's all that I use now. It's the interface that I prefer. And yeah, I want you folks to know about it. So that, my friends, is Claude Desktop in a nutshell. It is not something that warrants some super deep dive. It's been my experience largely with my friend Kay, and that's kind of where I put myself with you folks as I'm doing this episode, is that I will hear about stuff and he'll tell me about stuff, and I don't really understand what it is. And I'm just like, okay. And he's really excited about it, and I'm like, that's cool. And then I give it a try eventually because I have a use case for it, or I'm just interested enough or just have enough time. And then I'm like, all right, I understand what you were talking about. It makes more sense. That's all that I want, folks, is that I'm going to put it on your radar. If you're like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, it doesn't seem like it's helpful, like, I don't need this thing right now, that is totally fine. As per always, take what serves you, leave the rest. And then if and when you have a day that there is a use case, there's a problem that comes up and you're like, hey, I know Maestro said that thing, I could try that thing. Then you give it a try, and I guarantee, because it's not the first time that you'll be exposed to it or hearing about it, you'll learn it, you'll understand it that much easier, that much faster. All right. So, are you folks? I got another call to interaction. Are you folks using Claude Desktop? Are you using Claude at all? I would love to hear from you. So, first thing I asked for this episode was, hey, if you want to learn about vibe coding, get started with it, introduction to vibe coding, let me know. But my question for you, if you're like, nah, nothing, I don't care about vibe coding, are you using Claude? Are you using Claude Desktop? I would love to hear from you. And as per always, I'd love to hear from you how you're using AI, how you're using Claude, how you're using anything, right? If you're using ChatGPT, I'm not here to judge you. What are you folks using AI for? And I would love to share it in my How I Used AI This Week segment. Which, speaking of, perfect segue, how I used AI this week. So if you're new to the podcast, each episode I share a quick example of how I used AI that week. This week, I ran my AI-assisted podcast workflow automation, and it continues to be really helpful. I detailed that whole automation in episode 37. I will link that in the show notes. But I'm bringing it up here because I read a lot about AI, and that includes everything from productivity stats for major businesses to opinions on Threads. I will die on the hill that these quote-unquote simple personal tasks are the best way to use and utilize AI. What problem do you personally need solved? What thing that isn't creative and isn't client-facing do you hate doing that you can outsource to a robot? What repetitive task can you hand off to technology? That is what I really feel that AI should be used for. So yes, That episode 37, is a little bit techy, but it's worth the listen if you're looking for some inspiration about how you can use AI in a way that can be genuinely helpful for you and help you get some time back that you can then go and use to do the things that you want to be doing. All right, that, my friends, is all for today. Hopefully you found this episode helpful. If you did, I got another, I'm asking for all the things today. And you know what? I'm not sorry. If you found this episode helpful, consider leaving a rating or review. We're up to 27. Let's hit 30. We got 40 episodes. Let's see if we can hit 30 five-star reviews. Don't forget, I have a companion newsletter, The Curious Companion, that drops every Thursday. That is basically, and by basically I mean exactly, the podcast episode in text format. So if you prefer to read or you just want a written record of things, join the newsletter family. You can head to promptingcuriosity.com/newsletter, or you can check out the link in the show notes. As always, endlessly appreciative for every single one of you, even though I keep asking you for things. I'm still very, despite my ask. Please know, I really am grateful that you sit here, you listen to me yap, and you interact with me, you send me stuff. I truly am grateful. So until we chat again next Thursday, stay curious.